Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we had a USDA stocks and acreage intentions report out today, and it came in very friendly for the corn market. Corn market at one point here up almost 20 cents on the session, still strong, up about 15 cents. So what gives? Well, first stocks numbers, USDA increased our feed usage for the first quarter and the second quarter over the winter, and so they lowered stocks by 80 million bushels roughly on the corn, but they increased soybeans about 17 million bushels, while wheat also had seen an increase in its stocks numbers by some 40 million bushels. Now, going to the acreage is where it really shook out. Corn planted intentions were 91 and three quarters to almost 92 million acres, which was down from last year. Last year was 94.64 million bushels planted. 90 million is where they came in at. Really surprising the trade. There was only one analyst was down at 90 million bushels, and he hit it. And that is what sent the corn market higher, because what it does to our stocks and our carryouts at a trend line yield, we have a carryout now that's going to drop from what the USDA put in their farm form back in February at 2.5 billion. We're now at 2.2 billion bushels. And some fast math, if we were to lose 5% production due to a snafu of some regional area, that puts our carryout quickly back down to 1.5 billion bushels. But that's assuming weather goes haywire. Now, keep in mind, these are intentions numbers. We're likely, if corn continues to lift here back towards $5 in the new crop, you know, we'll pick back another some acres back up on corn, maybe up to a million acres will come back in by the June 30th data. On soybean acreage, that was pretty much came in as expected, about 86.5 million acres. The all wheat number jumped about a half million acres. And that came courtesy of spring wheat. Spring wheat was anticipated to come in around 10,900,000 acres. It came in above 11,335,000 acres. So wheat was not as friendly. You're seeing on the spreads, Chicago wheat's the strongest today. Spring wheat is the weakest. So far, gains in corn show May gaining 15 cents, 441 and three quarters. The July up 14 and a half, 453 and three quarters. December corn higher by 14 and a half cents, 476 and three quarters. In the wheat, Chicago May gaining 10 and three quarter cents, 558 and a quarter. Kansas May higher by 4.5 cents, 582 and three quarters. Of course, Minneapolis wheat off on the numbers that were put out. The May contract down 6 cents presently at 645, while new crop September is just off 1.25 cents. Soybeans, they've been both sides of unchanged, but presently off 4 cents on the May, 1188 and three quarters. July contract is off 3.75 cents, 1202 and three quarters, while new crop November is unchanged, 1183 and one half. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Over on the cattle trade, cash trade mostly against southern cattle, about $2 lower, on par with yesterday at $186. Northern dress business was at $299, which was $2 lower than last week's weighted average. Box beef, choice down 28 cents, select up $2.68. Beef is becoming beef, as choice and select is only separated by about $7. The April cattle trade higher, up $1.47, 185.07. June gaining $1.65 at 180.32. Also lifting $1.82 on the Octobers to 181.65. Feeder cattle, of course, held back by that strong corn market. April feeders gaining just 35 cents presently, 247.22. May is up 47 cents, 248.75. But August feeders up $1.10. 259, with the October feeders up $1.30, 261.95. Hogs are awaiting their all hogs and pigs report out after the close at 2 o'clock today. We have hogs currently April contract gaining 75 cents, 86.85, while June picks up 12 cents to 101.72. Check this out. Gold on a last day of the week, last day of the month, last day of the quarter is going to be closing at an all-time high. The April contract, which we won't be quoting anymore, but it's up $28, $2,218.60. June is the spot contract, up $27 right now, $2,239.70. Silver picking up 18 cents, $24.92. Bitcoin higher by $2,270. we're at $70,739 over on the crude oil market. Strong, up $1.58 today on the May contract. $82.92. That is going to be a new weekly and monthly high close here if it takes place since we bottomed in December. Of course, that doesn't close until 1:30 today. The gasoline may up 5 cents a gallon, $2.72. Diesel fuel up almost 2 cents a gallon. We're at $2.62. Any questions? You're always welcome to call us. Our phone numbers are at heartlandinvest.com. Make sure you go sign up for a free trial here before the weekend. We'll give you a synopsis of what just occurred on today's data. That's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.